Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend, and on the line we've got Paula Lane. Good morning, Paula. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, thank you.
Paula Lane, by the way, everyone's going to reckon, we're on the radio, so we have to kind of describe you a little bit more now. Everyone's going to recognise Paula's voice as soon as we get into this interview, because Paula was on Coronation Street for many, many years, weren't you, Paula?
I was. I played Kylie Platt for... Yeah, 6 years.
Yeah. And it was such an interesting character, actually, when she first went into Coronation Street, because at first she was very kind of feisty. You know, you didn't know if you were going to like her or not. And she became a bit of a softie over the years, really.
She did mellow a little bit.
Yeah.
And she still had them feisty tendencies, didn't she? She was a pocket rocket.
Well, you had to be married to David Platt. How you had the patience for him, I don't know. And it was devastating when she was killed off, because that's it then. You don't go back.
No, you don't. You don't, obviously. And I think people still wish that I could from the messages that I get. But unfortunately, no, she has been put to rest. But you know, it opens the door for me to do other things. So
the reason you left the soap, I suppose, when you work on a soap like that, it's really full on, isn't it? And we're going to talk about Kinky Boots now in a sec. But how many days a week would you be filming, and for how many hours?
So I filmed 5 days a week, and it could be anything up to 12 hours, really. You'd be in makeup at 7, but bearing in mind I'd leave the house at just before 6 a.m. I might not finish till 8:30 at night, and then you go home, pick up your scripts, learn them through the night, and then set off again. Sometimes, you know, I was coping with about 5 hours sleep, which, you know, is quite tough at times. It's huge, you know, working on a continuing drama like that.
I never even thought about the time that you need to learn the lines. I was just thinking about the actual filming.
You just compute it into your brain. No, you have to sit there and learn them. And they're quite strict, you know, word for word. You can't paraphrase.
Oh, can you not?
Nope.
And the pressure then is really on, because if you're doing a scene with somebody else and you're the one who messes up, the whole thing has to start again.
I know. And let me tell you, I'm the worst corpser in the world. I'm a giggler.
Oh, right.
and the Platts, we were notorious for that. So, you know, we might have taken a little longer than average sometimes. Yeah. But we were very professional.
And Gail Platt, oh, she's such an iconic character as well, isn't she?
She is.
What's she like? Is. Helen Worth, isn't that her name? Yeah.
Oh, she was like a mother to me. And she still is when we get to catch up and things. She taught me so much on the street, you know, and I literally took all her advice and just ran with it, really.
Yeah.
You know, and to say that she's been there so many years, I mean, gosh, she's a wonder.
So you left, you had your babies, you went off on maternity leave, and life, I suppose, gets so busy, doesn't it, when you become a parent? So that's kind of why you had to step away.
I spin plates that I don't know where I'm spinning them. I mean, it's juggling like no other, but I'm thriving on it, to be honest. The kids are doing great. You know, we FaceTime every day, and I just sort of basically, organisation is key, really. As long as you've just got everything kind of in place, you know, everything's written down on the calendar, so we know where I am and if I can get back and things. But we're really coping with it quite well.
Yeah,
and it hasn't
yeah.
been easy, but you know, I think the achievement of it is getting us through.
It's the career that you've chosen. You know, you could do something
That's
much
it.
Easier if you wanted. So tell me about the latest project. So you're working on Kinky Boots, which is coming to Dublin. Yeah. It's going to be at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre between the 19th and the 31st of August. And Kinky Boots, we're talking some major big songs in this as well. Tell me about your role in this.
So I play Lauren, and she is one of Charlie Price's factory workers. Charlie inherits a shoe factory from his late father, and basically he finds himself on quite troubled times, really. As I say, Lauren works in the factory. She encourages him to go and find a niche market, if you like. And then he just happens to stumble across Lola one night, who is in need, basically, of some boots herself to get through her her drag act. So, yeah, literally... this is how it all basically comes together and just explodes into this huge musical, which, as you talk about the music, Cyndi Lauper, you know, has created the music, and it is just sublime. Honestly, our band, everything.
Yeah.
We never tire of it. We've been on the road for the best part of a year now, and I could still listen to that music happily over and over again.
So you sing as well, do you?
Yeah, I have to sing in it.
I didn't know you were a singer.
Oh, yeah. I've got my own number and everything.
Oh, wow. Is that scary? Did you always kind of want to do the singing side of it as well, or is that kind of daunting?
Oh, listen, I've gone through a multitude of emotions on this job. It has been quite a test at times, but it's now sat in a place. I mean, she's comedy. She's great. You know, I can have the odd little bit where you think, oh, is that... But the character lends itself to that, so that's fine. You know, it's not meant to be a typical, you know, like technically fabulously sang song.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get away with it on that. But my voice has got a lot stronger on this job, and I'm always doing like the vocal warm-up and things and throwing myself into it and never take it for granted. So I've just took the whole experience, really, and just jumped feet first.
I actually love the idea of this, and I love the idea of inheriting a shoe factory. Oh, wow. It can't be anything better than that.
Well, I don't think Charlie Price necessarily sees himself as wanting to take on the shoe factory. It's more the fact that it kind of lands on him and he kind of has to step up, and then he sort of surprises himself, really. You know, you change the world when you change your mind. That's our motto of the show. And yeah, so I think there's a part of the show for everybody. Everybody can relate to it in some way or another.
So you don't know what city you are in at times, because life is so busy at the moment.
Oh, I do.
Where are you right now?
It's all under my calendar. I'm in Cardiff currently. And then funnily enough, we get 2 weeks off. So I'm heading over your way, but right down the bottom.
Okay.
With the family. Yeah, Southern Ireland, just for a week to put my feet up. And then I get another week at home, which is just going to be gorgeous.
Where are you going? Are you going to Cork or somewhere on your holidays?
Yes, yeah.
Ah, lovely.
A little bit further down.
Yeah,
a little bit
yeah.
Further down than that, yeah.
Great. So you'll have a few days and then back to work.
Oh, yeah.
And do the kids know what their mom does for a living? Well, their dad does too, yeah.
Well, yeah, they do. And they've been to quite a few of the theatres with me, and I take them backstage and I show them, you know, how it is in the auditorium. And my little boy now, he's 4 and a half, and he's just kind of taking it in, you know, he's like a little sponge, and he's pretty fascinated by it, to be honest. My little girl, she's just turned 3, and I think it's still kind of, she can't quite understand why I ring with blonde hair, because obviously I wear a blonde wig in the show, so sometimes I'm a brunette and then I ring and it's like, whoa, mommy.
Do they have the showbiz in their blood then? Do you think it's going to come out in them as well?
Quite possibly. Yeah. I don't know. I'll let them kind of, you know, if they've got a flair for it, then my little boy does dancing, you know, and he's great, and he is showing them a really strong interest for it. So we'll just have to kind of see if that's still there in a few years.
Yeah, see if you become one of these pushy mothers.
Oh, well, that's the thing, isn't it? You've got to kind of, you know, I think you've got to let them decide for themselves whether they want to carry on with it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, it's been great to catch up, Paula. Thanks for taking our call today.
And oh, you're welcome.
We'll make sure to go see you in Kinky Boots on at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre between the 19th and the 31st of August. And enjoy your few little days off, won't you?
Super. Thank you.
Thanks, Paula. Talk to you soon. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.